Tonight on the Delta Pest Football Report, it's semifinal / quarterfinal night this weekend, and the Brain Center here at Hootens Arkansas Football is back for one more half-hour football knowledge download. I'm David Wallace. 6 teams in the top 3 classifications will earn finals berths this weekend, and teams in the other 3 classes will move to the brink of a Little Rock trip. The tension is building, but don't worry, we've got a knife to cut right through it. Hang on, the Delta Pest Football Report starts now.
Ready, set, hut, hut.
Let's do this one more time. I'm joined in the Delta Pest Control Room by Chris Hooten, who will give us the picks in Class 2A in a few minutes. Chuck Livingston comes in with 3A, Barry Grooms on 4A and 5A, and Chad Hooten on the semifinal matchups in 6A and 7A. That'll be a good place to start with the 7A Hootens.com rankings heading into this 13th week of the season. And they begin at the top with number 1 North Little Rock, followed by another Central team, Bryant, at number 2. Bentonville West moves up 3 spots to number 3, but is a big underdog in the semis this week. Fayetteville closes its season at number 4. Portsmouth Northside is in the semifinals with an impressive win at Bentonville last week at number 5. Conway drops 1 after losing at West. In the rest of the top 10, Bentonville at 7, Portsmouth Southside at 8, Springdale at 9, and Little Rock Catholic at number 10. Well, Chad Hooten, the game of the week, one of the 2 semifinals. Number 5, Fortsmouth Northside at number 2, Bryant.
David, Northside's coach Mike Pelura was not too happy with the way the first meeting ended between these 2 teams back in September. Northside had just scored to cut Bryant's lead to 16-7 when the game was called due to lightning. So extra motivation for the Grizzlies there, but hey, this is the semifinals. What extra motivation do you need? Both teams want to make it to War Memorial Stadium next weekend. Bryant is in its 3rd straight semi. They've been denied the last 2 years, but they're completely healthy. They're at home, and they're getting almost 7 yards per carry from hard-running senior All-State running back Latavion Scott. He's approaching 1,500 yards, and their All-State linebacker Jacob Neal, who missed the first 4 games, he got a hand on the field goal in the final seconds last week to beat Fayetteville. Northside's defense is solid. They held Bentonville to just 63 yards in the first half and only 30 yards rushing on the night. That defensive front is really good when they show up to play. But Hootens.com, going with the home team, Bryant is a 14-point favorite over Northside.
That'll be a battle at Bryant, and the winner will go to War Memorial Stadium to tangle with the winner of the other semifinal game, number 3, Bentonville West, at number 1, North Little Rock. Talented defending champion North Little Rock can advance to its 3rd straight state title game with a win, while Bentonville West looks to play for it all in just its 3rd season of football. North Little Rock's robust rushing attack is bad news for Bentonville West, which allowed 5.49 yards a carry to Conway last Friday. So in a game loaded with talented players, look for North Little Rock to use time-consuming, debilitating drives to limit West opportunities and advance to the championship game again. Hootens.com is picking North Little Rock by 15 over Bentonville West.
Ready, set, hut, hut!
Now to Class 6A. Here are the rankings on Hootens.com. Number 1, of course, the Greenwood Bulldogs have not allowed a point in the last 9 quarters. Benton is at number 2. Then you've got West Memphis unbeaten at 3. Jonesboro finishes number 4 after a devastating 1-point loss last week at Benton when the Golden Hurricane led much of the 4th quarter. Number 5 is Marion. Searcy at number 6, then Pine Bluff at 7, El Dorado at 8. Sylvan Hills, the first number 6 seed to reach the semifinals in Class 6A, storms into the top 10 to number 9, and number 10 is Russellville. Well, Chad, our game of the week is a South versus East battle. Number 2, Benton, traveling again to number 3, West Memphis.
David, it's a rematch. Last year in the quarterfinals, West Memphis beat Benton 39-21, but Benton may be playing their best ball right now. They juked Jonesboro by a point last week when Jonesboro missed an extra point with no time on the clock. And in that game, Benton senior defensive standout Kelby Caffrey intercepted 3 passes, including 1 that set up the game-winning touchdown for Benton. Now, Caffrey will have his hands full with West Memphis' senior playmaker Devin Holloway, who scored 3 times last week when West Memphis blew out Pine Bluff 34-6. West Memphis looking to advance to the state finals for the first time since 2005. And Hootens.com picking West Memphis by a touchdown over Benton.
All right, the winner of that game will survive and take on the winner of either number 9 Sylvan Hills or number 1 Greenwood as the Bears have to travel to West Arkansas. The Bears, who have not won a state playoff game since 2007, have now won two straight playoff games, beating Marion last week 17-14. The Bears erased a 14-0 first quarter deficit to win that one. Greenwood hasn't allowed a point in 9 quarters, dating back to a 42-14 week 9 win at Sheridan. That defense of Greenwood has stacked 18 tackles for loss, including 5 sacks against Searcy in that win last week. Hootens.com thinks Greenwood will roll over Sylvan Hills, picked by 21 in that semifinal game.
This is Chad Hooten with Hootens Arkansas Football for Delta Pest Control. They do a great job all around the state. And not only doing the traditional termite and pest control, but unfortunately, one thing that's been really big in Arkansas this year, bed bugs. Delta Pest has gone in and taken care of the bed bugs in more than 500 locations around the state this year. You know, the only thing worse than bed bugs might be to have some bats hanging from your rafters in the attic. Guess what? Delta Pest can take care of that too. So whatever your needs are, Delta Pest Control can handle it. Call Bill and Doris Lawrence or look them up online. Delta Pest Control.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 65 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.